Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. As any true thrifter knows, thrifting isn't just a job. It's a calling. It's a vocation. It's an addiction. The siren call of all those neglected treasures just waiting for you to discover them. You're sitting at home and you didn't go out to Savers today and you're thinking, what got away? Well, with us now is professional thrifter Jason T. Smith. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music. He likes tiki, he has pugs, and he sells music. And he's also on Spike TV as one of the thrift hunters. Jason, what can you tell us about the end of thrift hunters? We were so sad to hear about this.
I'm sorry, Jason's not here. He has just left to go to Savers.
See what I mean?
You put that in my head, I'm like, shoot, I should be going to Savers. There's got to be something good on the shelf right now.
Well, when I'm driving home from work, it's a straight line to my house, pretty much. It's only 5 minutes away. But there's a little detour. And if I make the little detour, I end up at Savers. And every day I go by that detour, and I never know what the car is going to do. I have no idea.
Hey,
I feel the same way.
Hey, you know, Jason, in radio, like in other forms of alleged show business, your show ends. You know, it has a run and it ends.
Yep.
Radio's a good example. You know, I've gotten fired at radio stations because somebody changed the format overnight. Had nothing to do with anything I did bad. So the show is over. Are you sad or have you gotten over it at this point?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm sad, I'm mad, and I'm glad. All three emotions are happening at the same time. I am very sad because, well, I'm mad. Let's start with mad because it kind of goes in order. I'm mad because I fully feel the network dropped the ball. They didn't run the repeats or the marathons like they said they would, and that's what kind of builds brand awareness and people get into the show. And, you know, it got so bad that they preempted our show and Auction Hunters one night for some live MMA fights, which I wasn't mad about. But they ran promos and commercials for every single show on Spike except the two they preempted. And that's when I knew, I'm like, they don't care about us anymore. And so they ended up cutting, like, six of the smaller shows. Auction Hunters was one of them. We were one of them. And I'm sad because when they dropped the ball, now, it's been 6 months since I've been on the air, and I get recognized every single day. And my show was only on two seasons. They didn't give us any repeats, and yet people see me in airports, on airplanes, at concerts, everywhere I go that isn't really even thrifting related. And, of course, it happens in the thrift stores. People say, oh, my God, I love your show. I watch it with my father. Oh, my God, I learned so much, and I'm paying the bills because of what I learned from your show and then found your Facebook group. So I'm very sad that it's over, that I can't touch people on that large of a scale anymore.
I'm sure Griff has had this happen to him in his musical career before. You do everything you can, and you're doing well. You've got good ratings.
Yep.
But promotions makes mistakes. The marketing department doesn't care. In the old days, if you didn't get a billboard, you knew something was wrong. If it was getting to be ratings time, and there was no billboard out there, you knew they didn't care anymore. It is so add frustrating to the list of things
and
you feel.
I saw their logo change in February, and I'm like, that's probably not a good sign. And then they brought on a show called Lip Sync Battle that has The Rock and Ariana Grande and Jimmy Fallon. And I think I'm larger than life, but I'm no rock, so I can't compete with A-list stars, that's for sure.
Well, you're an A-list star to us, Jason.
Oh,
that's true. And we hear that this is not the end of your career, though. There's something else in the works. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I decided to start a new online show with a new partner, my good friend Nadine. And we did two test shows, and we had our first live show last week. And actually, tomorrow night's our next show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on YouTube. And I decided, I've been on a lot of shows, a lot of like the YouTube shows and the Google Hangouts, and they're all fine, but they all kind of do the same thing. They just sit there and talk. And I said, you know, I've been on TV. I know what I need to do. I want my show to stand out from the rest. So Nadine and I came up with segments, and each segment has artwork to introduce the segment, and we have sound effects, and then we have a guest. So I treated it more like a nighttime talk show. Like we come in doing
the fun stuff.
You know, we talk about the scores of the week, the duds of the week, the thrifting tip of the week, the close encounters of the thrifty kind, because both Nadine and I have some strange encounters with people in thrift stores.
Oh, brother.
I start the show with my a different rum and a different tiki mug every week, and you know, kind of give a little history of that. And so we've had great response from the two test episodes and our first official episode.
So can we sign up so we can get reminders when the show is on?
Yep. So a couple places. We have a fan page. It's called Thrifty Business with Jay and Nay, and that's Jaynay. It is my YouTube channel, so just find Jason Smith, my YouTube channel, on YouTube, and it's just as easy that way. And if you're in Thrifting with the Boys, I always put it up in there, too. So Thrifting with the Boys is my Facebook group.
And so we can actually sign up for alerts?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and I have the domains. I've secured the domain, so soon I'll be able to tell you to just go to the website. It'll be just as easy.
And you've gotten all the domains possible.
Yes.
So what's up with Brian? What's he doing? Is he, like, retired or something? Or
you know, I don't see Brian much, and he decided to just back away from all this stuff, and I wanted to keep on just pushing forward and, you know, driving the train. And so I'm happy. The groups are prospering. We're going to hit our 15,000th member in Thrifting with the Boys about the same day I get my 15,000th feedback. So that's going to be awesome.
Wow. What a coincidence.
So I'm definitely going to make sure it happens on the same day.
You and Brian are both going to do the event, right?
Oh yes, yeah, we'll both be there.
They're speaking at the eBay Radio Party and Conference as Thrifting with the Boys. So why should people attend this event?
Well, I know Debbie touched on most of it early in her segment, but the big thing, and I'm going to just hammer home what she started to talk about, is definitely networking. You're going to learn stuff at any event you attend, and I've been speaking around the country and attending events that a lot of the event was kind of outside my realm, more kind of like online arbitrage. But there's always something that somebody says that I perk up, and I'm like, oh, I can incorporate that in my thing. But it's the networking afterwards. It's the meeting the new people, networking with the speakers and with you guys and with just the other attendees. And you never know when that next person is going to be your new co-host in an online show, because I met Nadine at EBAN location in Philadelphia many years ago. Now, she's mad because I don't remember that, but all these years later now we're partners and doing something. So you never know when that person that says hi to you is going to be your next spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, business partner. So network. Don't be shy.
You've just mentioned that you've been going around to different places, and, of course, we've been watching you. You're all over the place, and you've been doing thrifting classes around the country. How are those going?
They're great. You know, anytime I travel for work or pleasure, I throw a class or two together, and it's so much fun to get into the store with the people and do the hands-on. Like, I can chat with people all day online, but, man, when you're in there, because, of course, you never know what you're going to see that day. So I'm going to teach you the different things you're going to look for in the sections, but it's when they actually happen. And here's the greatest example. I'm going to give you an item number. And if everybody's ready, I'm
going to tell you. Hold on. Let's go there.
We're all going to go there.
Okay, give me the item number.
181.
181.
Got it.
728.
Got it.
203.
203.
797.
797.
So it's 1817 2820 3797.
What the heck is that?
So we were in a thrift store teaching a class in Cleveland.
Oh, I need this.
And I was in the sporting goods section teaching the class what to look for. And we're talking about like Easton aluminum bats and stuff that you would normally think. And then I said to the class, however, look for the odd thing in the sports section that doesn't look like it's going to belong here, and that is your treasure. And just a second, one of the ladies taking my class held this up and said, you mean like this? Now, we didn't know what it was at the time, and it took a while to find the brand name because it's written very small at the end of the item. And I said, yes, like that. So with a little quick research, we realized that she had a gem, and I think with a coupon she paid $2.10, and this is her listing, and she went home and sold it for $120 in 2 days.
Yay!
So I just love when what I say comes true. And then what was even better, another person in the class a week later messaged me, hey, Jason, I found one today for $3.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, doing the classes, having those things happen, just, you know, it makes me happy because other people are now succeeding. They're making money. They're going way outside their comfort zone because I told them to look for the weird thing, you know. And it wasn't specific. It wasn't like, go find this brand. Find the weird thing and then look that up. That's usually going to be your hidden gem.
So talking about thrifting, because you're the king of it, Do you go on certain days to certain places, or do you just take your chances?
Excuse me. No, I take my chances. I go all the time when I can. I've been traveling quite a bit lately. And, you know, like I said, I got to go to Savers. I haven't been to Savers in over a week. I was in Philadelphia last week, and, man, they got some good vintage shopping and thrifting in Philly, that's for sure.
Oh, so, I bet.
And I use coupons. You know, Savers right now has the punch card, so every full card gets you 30% off. Take $75 of purchases to fill up your card. So once you get them rolling, you should always have a card, and that goes all the way through to the end of July. So you should always have 30% off right now. And, you know, sometimes there's senior days, and here in Vegas we have casino days. So if you have a player's card,
but you're not a senior.
No, I'm not a senior, but I shop with seniors. His name is Brian, and I can drag him on.
So Brian's a senior.
This is now it's all making sense.
Yes, yeah. It is. Very much so.
Brian's not a senior. He's my age.
So in other words, these stores like Goodwill and everything, there isn't a certain day when they restock. They do it every day.
No, they do it all the time. Less so on Sundays for the most part, except for sale day. When they do sale day Mondays, those of us that have the shopper's card get to go to sale day Sunday. And so they're replenishing that whole Sunday, too. So you can go to the same store like 6 times in those 2 days and still see new stuff all day long during the half-off sale days.
So, Jason, we appreciate you being our shipping and receiving department again. You know, Griff, no. Even when he became this big star on television, he still did this for us every year.
Fame did not change Jason.
How many boxes have arrived at your house so far?
Not a ton yet, but I keep getting all these notices. FedEx is bringing a package. FedEx is bringing a package.
Well, those are mine. I think there's 10 of mine coming.
I know the avalanche is coming. So right now it's manageable, but I know it's coming.
It's coming.
Jason, we love you. Thank you so much.
See you next week, Jason. This segment was sponsored by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Dial us now, 888-723-4630. It was eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com.
That's TERAPEAK.com.